The new issue of Desert Exposure begins in a location south of Alamogordo with quite a history. We dive in with editor Elva Osterreich.
We have a great piece by David Birch about Dog Canyon's Oliver Lee State Park, which is about 14 miles south of Alamogordo. The park is nestled at the foot of the canyon and is the site of some famous and infamous happenings and murders, from the Apache who chased and ambushed the U.S. cavalry up in the higher parts of the canyon to the ranch house of Oliver Lee, who's a very famous and infamous lawman and rancher known throughout the Southwest.
And moving over to Silver City to the LC Ranch, where I guess you can go and spend some time.
Yeah, they have it's apparently a very famous ranch. It covered much of the southwest corner of New Mexico at the time, and now it's a little smaller, but a gentleman by the name of Alex Ocheltree has purchased the property that's left, and he's refurbished the ranch house and set up a couple of apartments as Airbnbs. And you can read the story of the ranch in Desert Exposure, and you can also listen to Alex talk about it at the Silver City Museum on November 14th.
While you're there, you might want to stop and take in a performance of The Green Bird.
Right. Director Teresa Dahl-Bredin, who has been working with the Virus Theater for a long time, has brought a form of drama called Commedia dell'arte, which features basically masked characters performing in a fairy tale and humor and full of satire production. She saw the play herself in Yale, and she says, at the time, most American theaters strived for realism, and here you have magic, absurdity, masks, and fantasy.
And moving on to, I was just having a conversation the other day with somebody about cities not only in our country, but in other places around the world where people get around in different ways. And what I'm speaking about specifically is on bicycles and how amazing it is to watch how the traffic all comes together and how they all figure it out. And that's the subject of one of the pieces in this issue.
Right. So Father Gabriel Rochelle writes a column in Desert Exposure about, it's called Cycles of Life, and every month it's about bicycling and different aspects of bicycling. And this time he went on a journey to Germany and Austria, and so he talks about what it's like over there and how people use their bicycles and how they commute. They come into the city on the train, pick up their bikes, and then bicycle to work. It's a very interesting process, and we even have one of his photos.
And moving on to, let's move back to the outside of this issue for the art on the cover from A Space Gallery.
Artist and gallery owner Jean-Robert Beaufort has been doing his gallery and art making and open encouragement of artists for 10 years now in Silver City. And so we have a wonderful, whimsical piece on our front cover by him and in celebration of his 10 years in Silver City.
All right. Elva, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Desert Exposure is distributed free around southern New Mexico. Learn more at desertexposure.com.